Although the majority of species of grasshoppers are considered non-kosher, as the Gemara tells us in Chulin, Samakim on Beis, on Chulin Samakhe, the Gemara tells us, however, there are some species of grasshoppers that are kosher. And in Vayikra, Perek Yidalef, Chavalef Chaf Beis, notes the kosher species of grasshoppers / locust. The physical criteria of the kosher species of grasshopper include those with four walking legs, four wings, two jumping legs, and wings covering the greater part of its body. And Rashi adds that the two long jumping legs should be attached to the body near the neck region above the walking legs. So there are kosher locusts. In fact, so much so that Gemara in Brachas talks about the issue of, does one make a bracha if you're eating locusts, if you're consuming locusts, for those who want to eat them, would you make a bracha? So Rav Yehuda's opinion is no bracha. Because why? Because you only make a bracha on food, or I should say a bracha is not made on food which has a kola connected to it. And locusts are a curse because of the destruction of vegetation. We have a klal. You don't make a bracha on davara. We don't make an extra bracha on the tochacha. There are those concepts like that. That's where Rabbi Yehuda writes. There's no bracha because it's associated with a kola destroying vegetation. However, the Tanakama, which is the way we paskin, we, for those who eat locust, you make a shahako niyeh b'dvaro. And from a practical point of view, locusts are not meat, not dairy, but they are parv. And therefore, you could have chocolate-covered locusts if you want. And I guess if the parv, you could have anything with them. And as well, even though by animals we have halacha of shechita, of slaughtering, but locusts are more like fish, we do not require shechita. Therefore, if one was walking in a field or wherever you're walking and some locusts came out and you knew they were the kosher locusts, you could just catch them and eat them, actually. However, but we have a prohibition about tishaksu, not to do things repulsive, disgusting. So it says, that's brought down, that you should not eat them while they're alive. Technically speaking, you can, but since it's about tishaksu, it's repulsive, one should not. And as well, they bring down in Kuv Vav Amud Beis and Shabbos that trapping grasshoppers for consumption is usur on Shabbos. So that's regarding, certain halachas. The problem is that to know which is the kosher species of locust, we have to have a Masorah. So for Moshe Ashkenazim, we lost the Masorah. And therefore Rabbi Hertz, who was the chief rabbi in the British Empire, and the Hertz Chumash, writes that locusts cannot now be considered kosher because of the uncertainty about their identification. So he's saying we lost the Masorah. However, that's what he said, meaning where he was in the British Empire. However, in certain Jewish communities, the locust Masorah was continued. That the Jewish communities that came from North America and Yemen and claim they still have the tradition. And in fact, that's what happened. And that's why Dr. Zohar Amar, who's the head of the Department of the Land of Israel Studies and Archaeology in Bar-Ilan, he wanted to keep the Sephardi tradition. he consulted some other rabbis, Yosef Subari and Rav Yosef Kapach, who were from Yemen, and the Jerusalem chief rabbi Sholem Mashash, who came from Morocco, for guidance in terms of identifying kosher species. They were consulted in the 80s, and they have passed away since. However, Dr. Zohar recorded their statement. And in fact, not that long ago, about 15 years ago, around in 2004, a huge swarm of locusts was swept by winds across the Sinai Desert into the southern Israeli city Eilat, and then up the Arava Plains along the Jordan River. As these species of locusts identified, they identified them as the kosher locusts. So Dr. Zohar took his students to a farm he had in Arava. They captured, fried, and then dined on some locusts. To enjoy locusts before frying, I guess this is an etzah, the walking legs and wings and head should be removed. And although the students said that these locusts taste like French fries, but Professor Zohar explained that the taste is dependent on what they ate last. So since they ate potatoes, they tasted like French fries. That sounds like a turn on for me, then maybe I'll start eating locusts. Thus, a locust swarm that devoured a sesame field would taste like sesame oil. And in terms of getting the actual protein, they're very nutritious. They're 60% protein and rich in vitamins. Right, so I guess also you have to deal with the insecticide and that. But that was an article from Harvey Babich. His article is locust high in protein, low in carbs. So this is some of the history. So the question is, let's assume that the Yemenite Masorah is a good one. So now, could someone who doesn't have that Masorah, can they continue eating locusts? So the question is, does Ashkenazi have a Masorah not to eat them? Is that the Masorah? Gloria Ino in Araya. And we had them and we chose not to eat them because we weren't sure, or they weren't even available. So that seems to be a major point of contention, because they all agree, like if you have a bird in Africa and it's not in Spain, so obviously you can't say the people in Spain didn't have that minhag, the bird didn't exist. And if it's a valid, minhag, that seems to be, could you transfer a Masorah from one place to another? Seems to be a machlokas to Rashi and the Rashba. The Rashba says no, but on an individual basis, even he seems to say yes. And the Rush says you can. So the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Machaba seems to be machmir, that you cannot transfer a Masorah from one. So seems to be the end of the discussion. However, the Shach writes, there's no machlokas. The machlokas, it's not a machlokas Rush, it's a machlokas in Metzias. Everyone agrees if you had a Masorah in one place not to eat it, and the other, then you can't eat it. But in a case where you didn't have any Masorah, the Shach says even the Rashba would agree that you could do it. And, you know, and that was the whole issue with the turkey. That was the whole, one of the main issues with the turkey is because when Columbus came back from America and brought it to Spain, so the Sephardim, we don't need a Masorah, we're eating it. And then the Ashkenaz started eating it thinking that there was a Masorah. So the bottom line is, for many reasons, turkey is accepted today. But to those who opposed turkey said, what do you mean? There was never a Masorah in turkey. This is because they Sephardim don't need a Masorah. So therefore, Sephardim don't need a Masorah. And therefore, they were eating it. So the Ashkenazis misunderstood. And therefore, those who don't eat turkey, like Rav Herschel Schachter, that's what he claims happened. He says there's no Masorah, and therefore we can't eat it. So the Nitziv writes as a tshuva about that since it's been accepted already, so we eat it. However, not everyone, I think it was Rav Shlomo Kugler or one who was very against this, one of the other Achman was very against it. We're not accepting a minhag of America about the turkey. And he says, and you can't, it's not so simple. The Shulchan Aruch says you can't transfer. So that's the big issue. Can you transfer a Mesorah from one place to another? As if you go with the Shulchan Aruch, no, with the Shach, yes. And then you have to, and then the assumption has to be, in addition to that, having a good Mesorah, let's say the Yemenites, it has to be that there was no Mesorah for Ashkenaz. Someone had claimed that since Rashi talks about grasshoppers and he didn't eat them, means he knew about them. Others, and therefore we have a Mesorah not to eat. Others say that's not true. Rashi, it's a Matthias issue, I'm not sure, but others claim that they didn't have those type of kosher ones. And it doesn't say that Rashi wanted to eat them and didn't. It just said that he knew about grasshoppers. So someone said you can't bring it, but it didn't have locusts. And then you have to determine whether you use, if you had a specific Mesorah not to, or you want to claim the Mesorah wasn't good. So those would be some of the issues. So today I think there are some, today there are some locusts on the market where the, with a Yemenite Hashgacha, they're claiming they have the Mesorah. So can one eat it? So again, so according to the Machaber, it seems to be it should be Machmir. However, according to the way the Shach learns, and if you, according to the Shach learns, everyone agrees to it, and then it comes down to a Metzias issue. OU seems to claim on the website or one of the articles that Rashi knew about it, but we had a negative Mesorah not to eat it. And others claim, no, that's not possible. Rav Srifkin writes that they didn't have locusts where Rashi was, and therefore there never was a Mesorah, and therefore, I think he had, together with his swordfish, I think he ate locusts as well. But that's the issue, whether one could eat locusts today with a Yemenite Hashkacha.